you know International Airport will follow the recommendation of a wildlife biologist and apply for a permit to remove a bald eagle nest at the west end of the float pond? But members of the airport board will have the final say about whether to actually use the permit. A new provision of the Federal Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act allows airports to remove eagle nests for safety reasons. The provision went into effect last month, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials are still trying to figure out how to handle applications and issue permits. Airport Board Member Tamara Cook made the motion to move forward and apply for the permit, but said because so much is unknown about how it would work, she wanted the board to decide how and even if it would be used.
I'm just trying to get the paperwork started and see where it leads. If you can't get the permit, we don't need to fight about an eagle nest. If we get a permit with restrictions, that would be really good to know. If we can get a permit and then elect not to use it because we become more familiar with facts that suggest that we don't need to use it, it might still be a good thing to have in hand in case we do someday confront a situation that requires immediate action.
U.S. Department of Agriculture biologist Bill Wilmoth made the recommendation to seek the permit. Juneau International has a contract with the USDA to manage wildlife on and around airport property. Wilmoth told the board that removing the eagle nest isn't urgent. In fact, the last documented instance of an eagle striking an aircraft at the Juneau Airport was in 1995. Still, Wilmoth said anytime you have birds near an airfield, there's a potential for impact. He added that the easiest thing to do would be to cut down the tree where the eagles are nesting and any other trees they might move to. After the meeting, Wilmoth told KTOO that USDA policy prevented him from answering any questions about his recommendation. Cook said she wasn't entirely convinced that removing the eagles is the best approach.
We have to take the time to educate ourselves about the pros and the cons of this. There are at least some individuals who seem to think that the presence of the eagles serves some benefit in chasing other birds away. We have to at least consider that possibility before we can decide whether it is safer to have the eagles present in that close proximity or safer for them not to be present.
Lori Ferguson Craig, who testified against removing the eagle nest, says the airport needs to do a better job of working to relocate local wildlife.
When an eagle lands on another tree, you can cut the other tree down. That's what we heard tonight from one of the people whose job it is to implement this permit. I'm very concerned about that because with some understanding and some knowledge of the animals, you can effectively move them away from the place where you don't want them and keep things safe, because that's what we all want, is ultimately want it to be safe.
Federal Aviation Administration Safety Inspector David Watho, who was also at the meeting, said the FAA follows the advice of USDA experts when it comes to wildlife issues.